The official start to fire season is still weeks away. But with record low precipitation across most of the state and new social distancing guidelines, KUER's David Fox has more on how this year's fire season could be more challenging than usual.
For Mike Melton, the past week has been a blur. Melton oversees fire management in Southwest Utah for the state's Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. He talked to KUER from a desert overlook near Zion National Park, where he was responding to his sixth fire in 5 days.
It's a little early for us to be going at this type of a pace.
Melton says the early activity is a product of hot temperatures, a big grass crop, high winds, and lots of people flocking to the outdoors. But there's another reason why this time of year feels different.
Generally, the month or two leading up to fire season is jam-packed with in-person trainings.
Kate Webb works for the same division. She says that the various fire agencies in Utah have had to shift much of their preseason planning and training online. And they've had to rethink how their agencies will fight fires, too.
Often when you would walk into a base camp, it's a little city that's set up. There are tons of individuals in small space. That's going to look really different this year as well.
Individual fire teams will be treated as family units and kept separate from one another. Utahns might also see more vehicles than normal responding to fires. That's a strategy to prevent too many firefighters from riding together and keep them safe. Those frontline workers are a finite resource, and training new people takes time, Melton says.
Now, if this goes on a couple of years, it will probably hurt us a bit. 1 year, we can deal with that.
Melton says the most important thing Utahns can do is to be careful outdoors. Two-thirds of the wildfires in the state last year were caused by humans. David Fox, KUER News.